Good morning, everyone. It's been a while. Up to a very important part of the Sefer, Lani Estaiti, this Haktama Tesvav, which is entitled Tachlis Avodas B'nei Yisrael. Everybody wants to know what a Tachlis is in this world. And being that we're dealing with a Ribbono Shel Olam, whose thoughts and everything about him is greater than what we can imagine, Ki Gavu Machshavayisim Machshavayiseichem, so when we speak about the Tachlis Abriya, we have to approach it with a tremendous sense of humility and understanding, the greatest understanding of all, morning Dani, which is that we're dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the mere fact that we have a schus and to be able to play a part in his world is an endless sense of recognition and gratitude to him. Have been created to participate in what he wants from this world. Now, what makes this very important, this topic, is that we always perceive tachlis in this world from our own perspective. Because whenever we try to portray what it is that we're doing here in this world, and we talk about Torah and mitzvahs, what we go to right away is we're here to do Torah and mitzvahs in order to receive schar. But that perspective of things is only from our own perspective. What is my purpose in this world? And we bring it down, this tachlis, to a place where we can swallow it. It becomes very muvan on that level. But it speaks to me as an ani. What can I get out of this world? And we motivate people to participate in Torah and mitzvahs from the perspective of, what am I going to get out of it? Now, there's truth to that, because a person has to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. But there's a very strong sense of Mitoich Shalai Lishma in that picture, of which, when we, again, come to that place of humility, and we stare it straight in the face, and we say, purpose, I want to hear the purpose as it is, give it to me in a way where I have no negiyas involved. Where if I was out of the picture, I would want to know what this tachlis is. If I wasn't in this world, how would that tachlis look perhaps differently? So when we speak about that tachlis from a very unadulterated place, so that tachlis has a different meaning. And the way that Chazal in the Zohar Kaddish explicitly, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim, they bring this out. They've coined this as a lashon which we're all familiar with. L'shem yichud kutshibichu shchinte. V'dechilu rechim v'liyachad ha-shma b'shem kol Yisrael. And everybody wants to know what that means. Anybody who has a tshuka and a ratzon wants to know, what does that mean? What am I saying? What does this have to do with everything? Everything which I do, the Sfarim HaKadoshim want me to say, L'shem Yichud, L'shem Yichud, what am I supposed to get out of that? What does that mean? And the person feels like when he's saying that, it's like, it's pulling him away from that which he grew up on, which is that, it's for my Schar Onesh, for the Schar which I have in the next world, Schar in the next world. It brings a person to a place where he recognizes that there's a Tachlis Ilah in the Bria. That the Hashem Yisbarach has a purpose in mind which is higher than just what I'm used to, which is something which I can't wrap my head around, where even though we know and we've been taught to think and it's ingrained in us, hopefully, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shalom b'tachlis ha-shleimus and there's nothing which he's lacking, in which case there's something very virtuous to think and to understand that Hashem has nothing to gain out of this other than to give. And everything is for my benefit. But when we delve deeper into Sfarim HaKadoshim, we start to realize that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Shalom B'Tachlis HaShleimus, and he's Ech B'Tachlis HaAchdus, and he has nothing lacking in order to gain, there's something about this Bria which gives Hashem a Nachas Ruach. Which gives him a Nachas Ruach. And everything which we do is not in order to complete him, Chas V'Shalom. When we speak about being miyached, a yod, and a hey, and a vav, and a hey, that has nothing to do with his atzmias. We're not putting pieces together in order to make kutshibichu kivyachu. However, there is a special nachas ruach from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from this world, that it changes a person's whole attitude towards, in the whole gisha, towards Torah mitzvahs and his purpose in this world, when he realizes that there's something more about just working on this project for myself, but there's something which I could do for the master of the world. There's an achas ruach which I can give him now that he's created me, and to participate and to partner with him in that is, when one understands it properly, the greatest schar and the greatest pleasure possible. To which a person is no longer going to be running for the schar and running away from onesh, because there's something which is much, much greater from schar that he realizes, and he looks at it from the perspective of lishma. What is it that the tachlis that you want from this world, Ribbono Shel Olam, and I choose to partner with Hashem in that way? A person's Yiddishkeit has a different, totally different perspective, totally different flavor. You can have two people who are doing Torah mitzvahs. One person is on planet A, one person is on planet B. I want to be part of that mission. Because of Kutcher Bichu, who is the greatest giver, who is the greatest echad, that he has a tachlis that he wants to be involved in, you want to be a part of that. You definitely want to be a part of that. So let's, with that introduction, let's go into his description of this yichud called Kutcher Bichu Shchinte. So he writes in Hakdama Tesvav, Iker tachlis b'yasa olam v'avodas b'nei Yisrael. The Iker Tachlis and purpose of creation and how we partner with him, b'mayis ha-mitzvahs, and doing the mitzvahs he's given us, b'zeh aylam, ha-kol hu b'chdei liyachit shmo ha-gadol. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants something which is called Yichud Shmo. Right? What this Shmo means, this shame of Hashem, is a discussion. Al yidei chibur ois vav shel Hashem habaya baruch hu l'ois heitata. There's something unique and purposeful about being miyached, the letter Vav with the letter Hey. Which, of course, we've already come to understand many times. Shehu ha-tiferis im ha-malchus. That the Vav and the Hey represent Sviros, which is Tiferis im ha-malchus. Va-yidei-zeh. And how does this come back to everything which we've been makdim? Malin ha-nitzaytze ha-kedusha ha-munachem ba-ilam-azeh. We've spoken about being malin nitzaytze. And we really just spoke about malin nitzaytze as an avoida, but the greater picture of what Ma'alei Nitzaitzin does, that it plays a role in being miyachid, the secret of Vav and Hei. Now, kasher nase ha-yichud hazeh, when this yichud is accomplished, and this yichud is taking place every single moment, that there's little bits and pieces of what we're doing every single moment through our Torah mitzvahs, which is miyachid, this yichud, little by little, this gives the Kadosh Baruch Hu a tainig and a nachas ruach gadol. May avoid the sinner from what we do. Okay, so this is what we spoke about before. That the Ribbono Shel Olam has a nachas ruach. Again, he's not lacking anything. We are the ones who are lacking. But by doing what we do, we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tainig and a nachas ruach. V'nas mizeh esarus delatata. And when we give Hashem that nachas and it fills his heart with joy, kivyachol, so this Irsirisa de la Tata has another name in Sfar Makdashim, which is the more Kabbalish name, which is called Ha'alas Man. Mem Nun is a Rashi Tevas, which stands for Mai Nukvin, which is the feminine waters, the lower waters. And it means that there's a Hisairus, there's an awakening from below. And below is Kla Yisrael. That when the Makabel is Nisaira and he's Nasa Bechines Mashpia, and he becomes a giver to Kutcher Bichu. What can I do for you, Ribbono Shel Olam? Not what can I do for you in the long run, but what can I do for you now? That tainuk comes when you choose to be a participant in the Ribbono Shel Olam's tachlis. And that's what's called the Shem Shemai. So therefore, when it comes to this world of Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shchente, so there's a very strong emphasis on the Shema. Because the Shema means, who are you working for? Are you working for yourself? Or are you working for the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tachlis? Because like we said before, he can fit the word Tachlis into our little minds. And he can speak to us on a level of Schar Va'onesh. But that's a very childish way of looking at it. That's the way that a child approaches the world. What can I get out of this? How can I make this my world? What can I accomplish at the end of the day? But Lishma is a place where a person takes himself out of the equation and he wants to understand the higher purpose, something which is much greater than the tiny little dot that he lives in. And through that Hisairus Lamata, we're zeichin to another Hisairus, which is called Hisairus de la Eila, a higher awakening. The shinus which we're familiar with, but just to bring it down, that the Shefa comes from the Mala, Mi'ilas Kala Ilas, which is from the highest place, from the highest of places, Ad Ze'er, which is the Ze'er Anprim, which is Tiferes, and since the Ze'er, like we said before, has a Yichud with the Malchus, which is the place which is at Yesod that connects Tiferes and Malchus, that allows the Shefa to travel to Olam Hazeh. Right? What we want is that there should be Shefa which is brought into this world. We'll elaborate, Mitzvah Hashem. And through this, there is bracha which fills all the worlds. Dashpa halaz, and this shefa is called Nikra Haradas Mad, which stands for Mayan Duchrin, which is the masculine waters. And it refers to a mashpia milamala lamata. The kavana shashem is bracha mashpia lamata, hashpa bracha v'chaim me'oitzvatay. It allows Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to give. Just to take a step back and to reflect on this, what he's been speaking about till now. So that we have an idea here of being Ma'ala Nitzaitzim. And unless a person delves into Pnimiyas Svarim, we have no clue about Nitzaitzim. We have no idea that we're interacting with Nitzaitzim and everything which we do, that this is a world full of Nitzaitzim. We only see Torah Mitzvahs as an opportunity to be able to be Zeichet the Schar Olam Haba. Pnimiyas changes that perspective lagamrei, and teaches you, don't focus so much about Olam Haba, focus on what you got to do now. They have a job to do. And something about that job is much greater than the Schar Olam Haba, that you're participating and partnering with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that partnership which we want, that we're involved in, is on the level of being Ma'ala Nitzaitzin, which, as we spoke about before, Nitzaitzin means the shattering, to fix the shattering. Ribbono Shel Olam has a keli which shattered. It's a very precious keli to him, and we want to partner with him in fixing that keli. And through Torah Mitzvahs, we're able to be Ma'ala Nitzaitzin, and we give him the pieces to be able to fix. And so here, we take these broken pieces, and we send them up all the way to the highest of places, which is called Ilas HaIlas, the highest of places from which all of creation emanated from, and it undergoes a tikkun. And those very same Nitzaitzin, which we sent up, come back down in a way which is able to be mashlim, and to rebuild the world in a way that Hashem wants it to be rebuilt. So the Nitzaitzin are actually, the Sfarim Kleshim tell us, the very same Shefa which Hashem will bring down. We take those Nitzaitzin, we send them up to the highest of places, they become refreshed, there's a reset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring down Shefa, but it's the very Nitzaitzin which we sent up.
Can I ask a question? So practically, when a Jew goes through his day, he goes and he drinks a cup of coffee, or goes to work, or if he's doing it for Hashem, then he is taking Malchus, which is a Makabel, turning it into a Mashpia, which then raises it up with all the activity.
Mm-hmm.
And by raising it up, he connects to Yisod, which is the Mashpia, and creates that relationship, that yichud. That's what we're talking about. Is that it, or did I oversimplify?
Maybe a little bit. So here we have. We're going to talk about Malchus and Yisod in a way of a tzinor. I'll try to elaborate on what you're saying. We have Nitzaitzin. We're not going to call that Malchus or Yisod.
No,
we're not going to call that.
The things that we do.
Yeah, that's what we're engaged. Everything which we're engaged in, I'm holding this bottle, I'm engaged in a Nitzaitz, right? So I utilize it for in a way of tormentsis. I take that Nitzaitz and I send it up all the way to the highest of places. Okay?
In your intention.
Whether we intend it or not. Things are happening all the time, whether we intend it or not. It's just that when we choose to be a participant, so then things happen much greater.
When you say you send it up, it doesn't really need literally to be sent anywhere, right? It doesn't have to go someplace to be transformed, does it?
It does. Yeah. It has to go up to the Ilas. Yeah.
Not physically up.
Yeah. And spiritually.
I think it's just spiritually. It's just goes to the channel.
Yeah.
Right. Think of it like it's got to go through the.
I understand. It's just like we say.
Through all the elements. Yeah.
Yeah.
doesn't need to go anywhere, really. It's conceptual.
Right. But we recognize that we speak about these oilamas. We speak about already Asiya, Yetziya, and Bria, and Atzilus, right? So when we're speaking about these oilamas, each one of these oilamas are like beyond any human comprehension of like the vast space which they occupy. And however Asiya is big, Yetziya is much greater, and the Bria is much greater than Atzilus. I mean, we're talking about oilamas ain't sorry. Yet, whenever we are involved in avoiding this world, which is like appreciate the godless of what we're involved in on a day-to-day level, we're taking these sites in and we're sending this up to places much higher than that. So if you were living in Atzilus and you're like, I'm living in Atzilus, and you feel like you're living in like the Spitz world, right? You're seeing you're looking down at Kleisa and you're seeing rays of light flying up higher than you all the time. We're sending things up to the highest level. Like you're taking that what's that called? That mantle, you know, when you go to these amusement parks and you take that huge sledgehammer and you're smacking on that, what's it called? That bell, right? And you're sending things up. That's what we're doing every time we're involved in the mitzvah. We're sending it up to the highest places. The more kavana we have, you know, the higher it goes. But we're sending that up in a way that it goes all the way to the highest elements, meaning from the place from which the world was born out of. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking that nitzot and he's recreating it. So you partner with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chazal say, called Hadan Din Emes Lamitai. The person is Dan, the Din, which is called Emes Lamitai, Naset Shutef in the Kadosh Baruch Hu B'mayis HaBereishis. You become a Shutef with the Kadosh Baruch Hu B'mayis HaBereishis. We're Shutef in the B'mayis HaBereishis, meaning we're actively involved in a Malacha that when we engage in it, we partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way that from that place from where B'mayis HaBereishis emanated from, we have a chelik in that. Because we're recreating this broken world. Of course, he's doing the job, because he knows how to recreate it, but we're giving him the tools, we're giving him the chaymer to be able to do that. Nobody else can do that in all the other islamists, because this is the world from which, I mean, they do that in the world of Bria, the Asira, and Asiyas. I mean, wherever there's a Shira, where you are, you're able to partner with Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way. That's what it means, Torah mitzvahs. Now, we're sending it up to that place, which is called Ilas HaIlas, from where all creation comes from. And when that Shefa travels down, so it travels through the Siras, right? It'll travel through the Keser Chachma Bina, Chesed Gevur Tiferes Netzach Yisan Malchus, of every single Ayla, and of every Partzuf, and every single Ayla, will receive Shefa, which is due to it. Because although we're looking at these Nitzaitzin as like little rays of light, they're much, much greater than that. There's enough light in these Nitzaitzin to give to all Chalki Habri on every single island. Now, of course, there's something we spoke about, just Agra, we spoke about Ma, and we spoke about Ben. There's something which comes out of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu participates in a way that we give what's called the Ben, and Hashem gives the Ma. Okay? Even Hashem gives most of the Ben, too. But we're giving, let's say, a fraction of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, Kivyachal. But there's always new light which is coming into this world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take what you're giving me, and I'm going to take this new stuff. And we awaken that new stuff because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has nachas, and that's ma'orehim kivyachol to give new stuff when he sees that the little bit of the old stuff comes in. So we're also duly responsible for that new stuff which is coming down as well. But it's not just the nitzaitzin, but the nitzaitzin which we bring up is the chaymer from which the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to use, because he's like, I need that. I need that to recreate the world, to make it the way I want it to be. So therefore, in the same way that Shefa is coming down through the spheres, Shefa also has to go up through the spheres. And so everything which we do, we need to be miyachid. Miyachid on this level, that the way that we're speaking about it now, in terms of the spheres, is that we have to bring the channels together. That all the different pieces of these channels have to be aligned with each other in order that Shefa should be able to travel all the way up, and then the Shefa should be able to, once again, travel all the way down. Otherwise, nothing's going anywhere. So when we speak about Yichud here on the level of Vav and Hey, Tiferes and Malchus, what that means on a greater level is put the pieces together in the Olamos so that the Shefa, which you want to send up, can get up, and then the Shefa that Hashem wants to send down can make its way back down. That's what we speak about, Malchus, Yisoid. I mean, those are just parts of the Tzinoiris from which, you know, that it'll travel from the higher to the lower place. That takes place at the level of Yisoid and Malchus. But that's taking place at every single Olam, at every stage of the way. That's just the channel from which the Shefa is coming down in, which unless those are locked together, nothing's going to happen.
Is the act of the Mekabel being the Mashbia in his attention of giving to Hashem is what creates the Yichud and then fixes the Tzinor?
Yeah. Yeah, that intention to want to partner with Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is really implicit in everything which we do, hopefully, we know that on a spiritual level, that is Stam Das Klai. So, when that intention to partner with Kodesh Baruch Hu is what aligns the elements, really. That's what aligns the elements. Yeah. Because the whole world serves that purpose. So when you say I'm game, and you step up to the plate and you're like, I want this to happen, so then all the elements cooperate. Because you deem it so, because you are the partner with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so with the power vested in you, which is the power vested in Kodesh Baruch Hu kevyachol, so when you say that this is what's happening, so then the elements respond and they cooperate. But it's the main thing when it comes to Pnimis HaTorah is that and this is it seems oversimplified, but not, is that a Jew should say to himself, I want to partner with you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to be a partner with you. And when a person wants to partner with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that's probably the most important Kabbalah of all Kabbalah, is that a Jew should recognize that he should partner with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And from that perspective, that he's not serving himself anymore, that he wants to partner with Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is what makes the difference between the world of Shalai Lishma, which is the world of, versus the world of Lishma, and everything which we're speaking about here, the cooperation which is taking place between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael in terms of fulfilling purpose in the world, which is the tachlis ilah, not what am I going to get out of this world? Because for that you don't really need anything to cooperate. Then it's just like, okay, do mitzvahs in this world, and the same says I have schar fin olam haba. It's a very simple equation. But here you want that the tachlis should be revealed. You need everything to cooperate. Every part of the bria has to cooperate with you because you are working now on a level which is everything. So everything has to be a part of it. So you're working on that level. So it takes a different type of a mindset to be a real player on in the majors. So now let's continue. We've spoken a little bit about the concept. Now he's going to bring it into the lashon of Lashem Yichud. So before every ma'isa mitzvah and every lima tayra, so we say or mechavein. L'shem yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchinte, v'dechilu rechimu, to be miyachid, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shchinte, which is dechilu rechimu, with love and with fear, and sometimes we'll say, we rechimu dechilu, we go back on them, liyachid shem yikei, v'vavei, ayidei ho tamir ben elam, and to be miyachid these letters of Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, ayidei ho tamir ben elam, through that which is concealed and hidden, b'yichud ashlim, with complete unity, b'shem Kol Yisrael, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So there's many bits and pieces here. And of course, everything is not superfluous. Uperusho hu, so he wants to explain, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Tiferes. And Shchinte is the Malchus. Right? It's referring to what? To the Tzinoiris. To the channels. V'zeh v'akavan ha-be'amrei, and this is Pshat. L'shem Yichud, so right, right? I'm a partner with you. I'm here. I'm stepping up to the plate. Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the letter Vav, which is Mayor Antiferes. Ushchinte, which is the letter He, which is the Malchus. Right? I want to be Miyachid, this Tiferes in Malchus, called Kodesh Baruch Hu Ushchinte. Bidechilu, which is called Yira Ilah, which we spoke about before, the higher Yira, which is the letter He above. Like he says here, Imois He Ilah Shel Hashem, which is Bina, Urechimu, with Ava, which is the Yud Ilah, which is Chachma. So therefore, that's called Liyachid Shem Yudke Bivavhe. Right? So I have to first be Miyachid the Vav in the Hey, which is Tiferes and Malchus. And then I have to be Miyachid the Yud in the Hey. Right? So I have to make a lower Yichud and now a higher Yichud. But that's not enough. I have to be Miyachid the higher and the lower Yichud. So what do I say? Liyachid Shem Yudke Bivavhe. Now put those two together. To be Mechaber the Yud Hey now with the Vav Hey. The Osius Yud Kei, right? So concept we spoke about before, we have to just refresh ourselves a little bit. We spoke about before that Chachma and Bina, which you didn't, hey, this is what's called Tadir Biyachad, Biyosim Train Randal and Mispashin, that there's always a Yichud which takes place between Yud and Hey, in which case you're probably wondering, why do we have to be Yachin? Then we do. So after the lower yichud, which is the above and the hay, which are separate until we deem them to come together, we have to be miyachid then with the higher hay, right? Which is the yud and the kay. Right? Put the pieces together so that the shefa can run through. Where is the shefa? Where do we say anything yet about the shefa? We're only talking about the parts, but about the energy which runs through. Even the energy is not a nice word. Aide ho tamiv in elam, aide ho aras or hinsaf. Now we're talking about the shafa. Because the shafa is the or hinsaf itself. That's called tamiv in elam. Tamiv in elam means the hidden shafa, the concealed light of Kutcher Bichu, which is reference to the keser. If we speak about them in the shinus, again, here we're talking about the actual shefa, but he's calling it keser because we know that keser is considered to be, it's even more shefa than it is a sphira. So through that shefa, which is called tamer v'nela, hamei v'hem hashba'asam yachlam, b'yichudishlem, that all of these should all come together, b'shem kol Yisrael, on behalf of kol Yisrael. Now, to speak about, just to sum up what he just said real quickly, because we were running along as we were explaining it, but just to put it together, and then just to elaborate a little bit on this, so again, L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud means that you're revealing your intent. And this L'shem Yichud means L'shma. So your approach to the mitzvah, and of course the Shema can mean many things, but in Pnimis HaTorah, L'shem Yichud is considered to be a taich on what it means L'shma. Now it's a very deep taich, like we said before, because when you step into the world of Kutcher Bichu's Tachlis, and you sing a Lashon L'shem Yichud, so again, it's very humbling, because we don't understand. It's right, and a person should feel the humility, and not understanding what it means L'shem Yichud, and you should really, really want to know what it means. And again, even the way that we're going to taich it right now, which is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tachlis, this is just one taich of what it means. L'shem Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shchinta. You see the sefer over here? It's called Shai Olamos. Yeah, it's a pretty fat sefer. It's called L'shem Yichud. It's a beer on the Inyan Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shchinta. And the Yisaidus of the Chachmas HaKabbalah. Okay, this is an entire sefer just explaining what it means. L'shem Yichud Kutcher Bichu Shchinta. Because there's many different cheders in Klal Yisrael which explain what that means differently. What does it mean, Kutcher Bichu? What does it mean, Shchinte? What does this Lashon mean? You have a whole sefer about what that means. So this is just like two boxes and explaining what that means, which is simplified. But to understand what it means, Kutcher Bichu, what it means, Shchinte, the different ways of explaining it, you can imagine that this Nusach is not just a random Nusach. This is a Nusach which is an open to endless interpretation because it's dealing with the Tachas of Bria. And it's a Nusach which has been coined with tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. So when we say the Shem Bichu and we're like, I don't understand what it means. I better not say it. Right? That's like the hepech of what the intention is, right? The intention is that, yeah, you don't get it because this is something which is beyond. But don't you want to partner with something greater than you? So, the way that we see it here is we're speaking about the Shem Yichud. Again, this is a person's declaration that he wants to partner on this level. Kutcher Bichu Ishchinte. To be Miyache, Tiferes, and Malchus. Right? Bidechilu Urechimu. And to be miyached ahava and yira, which is like chachman bina, l'shem liyached shem yudke bevavke. Not to put those two together, the yudke which is chachman bina, which is with the vavke which is tiferes and malchus, al yideho tamer ben elam, right, on behalf of the keser, on behalf of the shefa which wants to run through them into this lower world, biyachud shlim, right, and to be miyached this vavke and this yudke and the shefa which is coming through in a way which is biyachud shlim. Because even the shafa, which is running through the tzinaris, they're not separable, they're inseparable. Like we spoke about before, that the shafa which runs through the spheres, you can't separate the shafa which is running through the spheres. That's what Eliyahu Navi tells us in Pasach Eliyahu. He says that they're mamish chad, it's like an neshama and a guf. You can't separate between the two of them. That if you're being mafrid in the spheres, chas v'shalom, you're being mafrid in the orient sof, Kutcher Bichu himself, kibyachol. So there's a unity which takes place between the kalim and the or which is within the kelim. And what is this all for? B'shem kol Yisrael. Now what these words mean, B'shem kol Yisrael, is very deep, because it can mean for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. It can mean on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So we're going to see, let's take a look at the Baal HaTanya and how he explains B'shem Yichud here in Perek Mem Aleph in the Likutei Maharim. So it's on page 114, because there's two sides here. So if you go down about 10 lines towards the end where it says there's a period there, it says Ach Amnam. Yeah? So he says here, Ach Amnam, Amru Chazal, La'olam al yotzi adam atzmo min haklal. A person should never take himself out of the klal. L'chein iskavin li'achid l'davka b'yisbrach makor nafsha l'kis. So therefore, a person who is in a shama, He should be mechavein, to be miyachin, and to be medavek. Mekor nafshu ha'elokis, the root of his own soul. U'mekor nafshu kol Yisrael, and the makor of all of kol Yisrael, which we're going to see how this ties into the shem kol Yisrael. Shehu ruach piv yisbarach, hendeke b'shem shechina. Kol Yisrael is called shechina. It's amazing how that, the more that we delve into the secrets of the Hashem Yechukat Shebichu, the more that we realize that we are who we're speaking about. We're not just partners, we're actually part of the Tachlis. We are called the Shechina. Because Shechina means Ruach Piv Yisbarach. It means Malchus. Shechina means Malchus, it means revelation. And revelation is always through Dibor. Ruach Piv Yisbarach. That's called Shechina. Al Shem Shesheichenes U'mishlabeshes Teich Kol Almen. Because Shechina refers to the revelation of Kutchebichu in all the worlds. L'achayoysan v'l'kayman, like we spoke about before, v'ata machayas kulam, the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the lowest places, which gives life to all of something which is called existence, and everything which exists is called Shechina. V'hihi hamashpas bay kayach hadibar hazeh shemedaber b'divei Torah. When I speak divei Torah, or if I do a ma'isa mitzvah, or koyach ha'ma'isa hazeh, lasas mitzvah zu, that's coming from something which is called Shechina. The Shechina is what's giving me the life, the force of life, to be able to do the mitzvah which I'm doing now. And when I do the mitzvah on that level, which is the core, and I go down to the most base place and where I'm doing this mitzvah, and I recognize that there's a Chiyas Alaki, which is called Shechina, which gives life to everything in the lower worlds that I'm tapping into right now when I'm doing this mitzvah. And again, this Rabbi said, just take a step back. We're taking a person out of his little tiny dot that he's living in his life, and we're putting him in a dimension which he's mamish, he's tapping into the place from which all of existence gets its chiyus from. We're taking ourselves into, this is the challenge of Sodas HaTorah, that we have to believe in ourselves and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu made out of us. When we tap into the mitzvah on this level, which is called Shechina, which is allowing me to do what I'm doing right now, and through this ma'isa, right, a yichud is taking place to be mamshech a greater light from the higher places through this Torah mitzvahs. Shehu melubish behen, which is nislabish in this ma'isa, v'yeschavin lahamshech ori yisparach hamakor nafshech benafshech kol Yisrael liyachadon. And our intention is, like we said before, there's an isarusa delatata, that I recognize that there's a hysteria which is taking place through this Torah mitzvah, that I'm awakening and I'm tapping into a place called Shechina, who is giving me this life, to be ma'ar a higher shefa, which is going to be that hamshachas mad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're giving me a nachas ruach, I'm coming down to you. To bring down, like we said before, that this aura is going up, and now something is coming down. And it should come down on not only on me, which is makor nafsho, but I'll call nafshos kol Yisrael liyachadan. As we're going to explain, Perish Yichud Zabarichos Ayin Sham, Vizeo Perish L'Shem Yichud Kutchabichu Shrinte B'Shem Kol Yisrael. This is what's called Yichud Kutchabichu Shrinte B'Shem Kol Yisrael. V'af Shalihi Yoyis Kavana Zu Amitis B'Libay. Now, even though this Kavana is true in his heart, Sheyihiyat Libay Chafetz Be'emet Yichud Ha'olam Hazeh. Right? And even though you very much want that this should take place, right? And therefore, if you recognize what's taking place over here, you are kivyachol, the recipient of all this which is coming down. In which case, you may have a little negiyah, right? Which is understandable. But you may think that now that you're getting something out of it, so now your mind may run to a place of shalol lishma. So the Baal Tanya re-centers you. Don't forget. Catch yourself in that moment, that when you realize that everything you're involved in, again, remember the process which is taking place. Just want reframe this for a second, and we'll come right back. Right? I started off as a guy in this world who was like, what do I get out of this? And all of a sudden, you start to say, like, I want to partner with you. What do you want out of this world? And you start to think much broader. And you're like, Kadosh Baruch, whatever it is that you want in this world, I'm in it for you. And then as soon as you start to delve into that, you're like, whoa, I mean, it's all about me? I get into this very small place about me. Then you open yourself up to anything possible, which may not have been me at all. And when you start to understand it more, you start to realize it's all about me. It's all about me. So at that moment where it's all about you, but in a much greater way, that's where you catch yourself. That's what the Baal Tanya is talking to now. You go back to that place where you were before, and you're doing it out of what? Tzarech liyos b'libay, ava rabba l'Hashem levadai. No, it's only for you. I don't want to be, it's not for me.
You go back to the place you were before, but for a different reason.
That's right. No, What do you mean?
In other words, the goal is not about you anymore. In other words, it goes back to you, mm-hmm. but the goal is not you anymore.
No.
Beforehand, the goal was to schar va'onesh, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. They're going back to that. Going to the next one. It goes like this. Schar va'onesh where I started.
Right.
And then I opened them up to myself, and I'm like, I don't want to do schar va'onesh.
You started with me.
Right.
For schar va'onesh.
Right.
You end up with me.
That's right.
But not for schar va'onesh now. Now it's for a kadosh baruch.
Right. No, but I'm...
It's a partner, so to speak.
One tiny drop more. You start off in a place called schar va'onesh. I'm doing it for me. What am I going to get out of this? Then you came to a place where you opened yourself up to a humility, where you said to Kutcher Bichu, you're like, whatever you want out of this beer. It's all about you. This is your world. What do you want out of this world? And you opened yourself up to be Ayin, right? You're like, okay, not about me. Then as you travel down the path of Ayin, and you start to delve into like, what do you want out of this world, Kutcher Bichu, he reveals to you that it's all about you. And at the point where now it's all about you, which is a different, right? Yeah, there was A, there was B, there was C, now we're in C, right? C and A look very similar, right? Because now Hashem has just told me it's all about me. I can fall back into that A spot. If you do, you go back to the Tahaim. At that place in the sea, where Hashem says it's about you, my child, you catch yourself and you're like, no, I'm in B. I'm going to D, which is really B. Which is like, no, it's still all about you. I'm doing this all about you. I'm not losing that place where I just came from, which is that amazing place, where it's all about you still. It's still all about you. That's D. That's where we are right now. And that's what the Baal Tanya is telling you. Don't fall back into A. You have to still hold on to B. Because believe.
Hashem tells us that it's all about us.
Huh?
When does Hashem tell us it's all about us?
He just told us that. He said there's something which is called Shekhinah. And when you, that's the life for this world. And when Klai said, when you do Torah mitzvahs, right, you're tapping into the Shekhinah. You are one with the Shekhinah. And Hashem is being miyachid his Kutcher Bichu with Shekhinah, which means you. So Hashem says, I'm partnering with you, meaning that I'm giving you everything. That all that Shef is coming to Klai Yisrael. You're becoming one with Kutcher Bichu. That's all about you. Hashem wants you. So not only when you said in the beginning that you wanted to partner with him, you didn't realize that partnering with him is the greatest pleasure, right? You thought you were just partnering with him and fixing the world in a way that he wants. He says, Hineni, I hear. What do you want from me? And then Hashem, he just drops a bomb on you, and he's like, you are. You know, I just don't want you to partner with me in making the bia. That partnership is the tachlis of bia. You who I want. When that happens, you have to catch yourself. This is what Baal Tanya is saying. It's still all about you. Because as soon as you make it about yourself, then you're making a period chas v'shalom. Tzarech liyos beliba, and this is a very big madrig, obviously. Tzarech liyos beliba avrabba l'Hashem levadoi, lasais nachas ruach l'fanav levad. You still maintain the focus. V'lo l'ravais nafshay, flip the page. Hatzmeya l'Hashem, el kabra dishtadel basar avue v'ime. Again, you come back to that place, I'm just a son, I want to give nachas ruach to my father and my mother. The racham l'nyasa migarmei, right? That he loves them more than he loves himself in afshe. Mikol makom yishlachol adon lahagel asma kavanazu. So he says every single person needs to train himself in this. And in fact, the Naim of the Melech says the same thing as well. Every Jew should say the shemicha kutcher bichu. And even if he doesn't know what it means, if he starts to be margul himself in thinking it and saying it, he'll start to be, not to understand it, he'll start to feel what it means. You'll start to feel that purpose. And that's that yichud which is taking place. You're that person. Right? Even though you know that it's not completely true and authentic. Know that in your heart you do want this. Because every Jew wants this in his heart. Really, every Jew wants what the Ratzon Hashem is. And this is what you really want, even though you don't know it's what you want. This is what's called the Raiva the Raiva. The Ratzon of all Ratzon is that you want what Hashem wants more than anything. So therefore, in the beginning where you didn't know that, you thought you were working for somebody else, you weren't going to get anything out of it. At the end of the day, this is essentially what you want more than anything. V'hainu yichud ha'elyon shebatzila sanasim yisaris de latata ayide yichud nefesh ha'elikis. Right? So therefore, there's a yichud taking place through arhis ayiris de latata, which is the yichud of the nefesh ha'elikis, right? Which is the Jewish soul. V'his t'chalalusa bar Hashem. And uniting it with the greater godliness, which he's a part of, which is Kutcher Bichu, which is Melubash, which is through the Torah mitzvahs, which were Isaac in them.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So what is the purpose of ever leaving B?
Oh, okay.
In other words,
yeah.
In other words, if when you get to C,
mm-hmm.
D is about reminding yourself that I'm going back to B because I don't want it to be. I don't want it to make me fall back to A, so to speak.
So why are you leaving
why
B?
Why ever leave B then?
Because Hashem dropped a C on you, and He said you're in it with me. I mean, I'm giving you some. He just told you that you're involved in the tachlis, that you have a lot to gain out of this. So as soon as in that moment you have a lot to gain, because He revealed to you C.
So you have no choice of getting to.
So
C.
Either you can fall into the trap, chas v'shalom, of like going back into it's all about me and think that way.
Yeah, I would understand this. You turn around to the president and you say it's all about the country. The president goes, really? Okay, well here's a jet and an expense account and money to buy you clothes, and all of a sudden you go, oh man. Now at that moment you have a choice to say, I'm not going to get lost in that all the stuff that you've given me, because I can walk around and be the king of the world, or I can continue to focus that it's about the country, it's about the country. So all the new stuff that you're giving me now, because I've chosen to give myself to this country, all the gadgets that the Navy SEALs get because they decided to sacrifice those, they can't get lost in the gadgets and then feel like, wow, I'm really chashuv. Now I'm going to even more remember that the stuff is meaningless. All right. I care about is you.
That's right. With a little twist, you come over to the president, you're like, I'm here to serve this country in any way possible. So the president says, you know, congratulations, you're now the vice president. Right? So you can be like, oh my gosh, I'm now the vice president. That was Yosef's Nisayan, right? He even though he gave him over everything, he had to still be Neman to Pyro. It wasn't his world, it wasn't his country. He had to still be Neman to Pyro. So we're that Yosef, and Hashem is like, Yosef is brought up from the pits, right? And now he's become the vice president. So that's the Avoda. And to be miyached these together, k'moshe nisbar le'el, k'ay leize, misyachedin gam kein mekar hatorah v'hamitzvah shu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the makor of all this shechina, which is called kutcha b'ichu, in mekor nafsho ha'elokis, with my soul, which is part of the shechina, which is called shechina, which is what's called mamali kol almin, with the soiviv kol almin, which maybe we'll speak about another time, the Balatanya. Again, this is all parts of like, this, the expansiveness of what this means. We spoke about it on one level. The Baal HaTanya has a certain way of understanding it. What we see from here is just a breakdown, a little bit different, a little bit more vast, into this idea of Kutcha B'Chu Shechinte on a deeper level, and how that whenever we do Torah and Mitzvahs, there's a Yichud which is taking place, which I'm a partner in, which I'm the Tachlis in, and as the Baal HaTanya says, not to get lost in that. But it gives us appreciation. When we speak about Tachlis Abriya, hopefully, this path and what it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma. We should be zeichet to that.